This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I have a very special guest sitting in the CEO hot seat, Eyal Benishti. He is the CEO of IronScale, solving one of the biggest problems in cybersecurity today. Most breaches happen from phishing attacks. Eyal, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
So tell us about this. I mean, I am tired of clicking on the wrong links in my emails. Can you solve that for me?
Yes, we can. And it is a big problem. Like, you're not the only one, you know, having this challenge of trying to understand whether the email is legitimate or not. We have employees in many organizations every day facing this challenge, trying to decide whether it's their colleague or someone trying to fake this type of conversation. So with IronScale, we will help you. We will give you some kinds of visuals and augmentations, and even the skills and the awareness that you need in order to detect those kinds of emails in a very easy way.
Now hold on a second. I've heard about all these anti-phishing companies where we get trained and then we forget. You know, HR gets an email that says resume and it's their job to open it. Right. You're actually not going to just train us. You're going to kind of in real time protect us and educate us?
Yeah. So what we're going to do for you is we are going to learn how you normally send emails and who you receive emails from and how do you normally get to your mailbox. Do you interact with them and some other behavioral kinds of aspects that we put into our algorithm. And when something will look funny, we will let you know that this is not who you think you are. And you need to be careful when engaging with this email.
Is this a appliance we put in line? Is this software as a service? How are you deployed?
It's a software as a service, and we can deploy it very easily by basically integrating to existing solutions like Exchange and Office 365, G Suite. Very easy to deploy it. Like, it's two clicks of deployment, and you get all these kinds of protections and visuals that you need in order to make better decisions and be protected.
It can't be this easy. You're saying two clicks and I'm protected.
You don't need to change
anything.
Because
only one click, I'm infected.
So one click infected, two clicks protected. Yeah.
That sounds great.
It's super easy, super intuitive. You don't need to change MX records, network. You don't need to install anything.
Sounds amazing. Now, the first firewall came out of Israel, Checkpoint. First antivirus, first Pentium chip. So many things. First cell phone. I mean, everything's coming out of Israel. You have an Israeli engineering team or R&D, and you've got U.S. offices in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, so the engineering is based in Tel Aviv. We have the best talent vector to build this amazing technology, and we are standing on their shoulders and on their great minds, and the business is now building in Atlanta, in Georgia.
Now, a lot of people with the news about Facebook and others are starting to talk about privacy a lot. People might be concerned. Are their emails private when they tie into the IronScale system?
Their email is always private. The only one that is reading their email is a machine that is trying to understand whether this email is trying to basically compromise their privacy by extracting data or asking them to reply with some sensitive data, or it's legit. So the only thing that we're trying to do is to even give them a better protection and better privacy from people that are trying to steal it out of them.
Now, my last hot seat question for you, the tough one. I've got your system, someone else has your system, we're not partners or friends, and we're protected. I'm getting attacked in a unique way, and they're getting attacked in another unique way. Is there an anonymized way for you to collect that information and improve your system and share that with all of us?
It's a great question. So one of the things that our system is doing is it's keep learning all the time how new phishing and how trendy attacks looks like. And when we discover new attacks, we don't just keep it to ourselves, or we're not just using it to protect a specific company. We make sure that this kind of information is being shared automatically and anonymously across all our protected network to make sure that the same attack won't be successful twice or not even successful once. So it's very important to share this kind of intelligence in real time in a very fast and automated way in order to make sure that it can't spread anymore.
Where can our viewers find more information out about your company?
Go on our website, ironscales.com. You can find anything you need on that website.
Okay, so we're going to tell our viewers, visit www.ironscales.com and learn how you can be protected against the number one form of exploitation. We always click a link at some point in our email, and if we have IronScales, we're going to be a lot safer. And Eyal, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.